Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Kaya Biz.
You gotta pay me. With Google it.
Indeed, you're listening to Kaya Biz. And for you as a consumer, when you pay for your goods and services at the till, I'm intrigued to find out what your experience has been. Are you finding that the pinch on your pocket is just becoming a little bit harsher? Well, let us know, because the truth is this is based on inflation. And as we know, a key economic indicator which gives us better perspective at the on the rate at which the cost of goods and living does essentially increase. So far, there has been a downward trend in South Africa where consumer price index has been slightly softer. And while within that 3-6% target range of the South African Reserve Bank. Despite that, though, there are still some concerns. To tell us more, we're joined by Nicholas van der Vaart, Senior Economist at the Bureau for Economic Research. Nicholas, thank you so much for your time.
Good evening.
Fantastic. I'm excited to speak to you tonight because the theme around consumer inflation hits us all, right? Whether we're paying for fuel, buying goods and services, or paying at the till points for various products. But maybe just give us some context as to, you know, the overriding trend that we've been witnessing when it comes to inflation in South Africa. Many economists essentially say that we've had some good news.
Yes, indeed. I have some good news tonight. So we at the Bureau of Economic Research do a survey on inflation expectations. And the results for the second quarter was just published yesterday. And the inflation expectations for the current year has been the lowest it has been in 4 years. And it is important because the Reserve Bank keeps an eye on inflation expectations. They use it to help with their interest rate decision. And they said that they would like to see inflation expectations to come down as it now has. So it gives them the room to lower interest rates going forward.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen them do that in their most recent meeting, if I'm not mistaken, by a cut of 25 basis points. What I'm keen to take a look at as we still focus and zone in on inflation, Nicholas, as we know, this is also prone to many macroeconomic factors, exogenous and those that are internal to South Africa. Give us a gentle reminder of some of the leading indicators that have seen inflation softening ever so slightly in South Africa.
Yes, well, there's the headline inflation number, which for both April and May, it has been coming out below 3%. That's very positive. The fuel prices is one of the big reason why inflation has been coming down. That is because of the oil price, which is so low in the recent couple of months. In dollar terms, it has come down quite a lot. And the rand is not too weak. It is below 18 rand a dollar. So in terms of rands, we pay quite a lot less for the oil that we import to make petrol and diesel and so forth. And that helps consumers overall. Then there's some other factors that plays a role. Food inflation is still on the higher side. It's close to 5%. Problems is, of course, your utilities like water and electricity especially, where prices go up above 10% per year at this stage.
100%. Well, keeping our focus on the expectations looking ahead, what we do witness is the fact that expectations are for inflation to drop. I like this as a consumer, but when I think about the economics behind it, I get a bit anxious, right? Because there's so many risk factors that we still need to look forward to. Whether it's in the US, their stance on tariffs coming up next week, their economic data. We still know conflict between Russia and Ukraine is still standing. There's a slight pause in the Middle East right now between Iran and Israel. But if the first half of the year is anything to go by, Nicholas, sheesh, it's going to be unpredictable.
Yeah, it is most definitely unpredictable. We had quite a surprise with America's president announcing the Liberation Day tariffs. Mm. That was something that could have had an inflationary impact, but of course they postponed that, and now they're negotiating for lower tariffs all around the world. So perhaps that could even come out lower than everyone expected. But markets were definitely rattled about it. Then there was this skirmishes between Israel and Iran, that short missile war, and the oil price shot up briefly, but quickly come down again. So that wouldn't have a lasting impact. Then there's, of course, the war between Russia and Ukraine, which initially had a big impact on the price of wheat globally, pushing up food inflation. That was about 2 years ago. So if peace comes out there at some point in future, there's potential for wheat prices maybe to subside a little bit again. So there's some scope for lower inflation globally on that front.
Let's talk about those metrics when it comes to lower inflation. As I read the release earlier today and I saw 2026 expectations of inflation at 1.2%, that's quite significant for the first quarter. So maybe talk us through what the metrics reveal in terms of the forecasts and expectations from economists, but coupled with that, what that could mean as a consequence for us as consumers.
Yes, in the survey that we do, we ask the respondents about inflation, what their forecast is, but also other economic indicators like economic growth and wages and the rand-dollar exchange rate and so on.
Yes.
On economic growth, they are quite pessimistic at this stage. So all of the respondent groups have revised lower their outlook on economic growth for this year and for next year. Whereas the positive news was that they foresee lower inflation, the negative news is that they also foresee lower growth. That is because of South Africa's situation where the growth that was reported by Statistics SA for last year and in the first quarter of this year was very disappointing. It was below 1%. And then there was also, of course, these international risks with the tariffs that was announced. Everyone is scared about that. And also these wars in the Middle East and so forth, that's making investors a bit wary, and the outlook on growth is, of course, not benefiting from that. And the respondents showed that in their forecasts.
Mm. As a whole, what does this mean for us as consumers, Nicholas? Because when we pay for goods, when we look at our salaries with minimal increases, there's a sense of frustration for many South Africans, and our pockets really have been tight. We see it in banking results. We talk about it around the braai and the boardroom. So I'm quite keen for you to give us some perspective as to what our expectations should be as consumers.
Yeah, most definitely. If there's one thing that the consumer and that people in general hate, it is inflation. Every time you go to a supermarket and everything costs more. But what this implies is that inflation is coming down. The outlook is that it will go down in future. It will continue to go down. And that gives the Reserve Bank the room to lower interest rates. When that happens, of course, everyone who has debt will pay less every month in terms of the interest bill. So that will leave a little bit more money in people's pockets, and they can invest that, buy cars or buy houses. Banks will be able to give more mortgages, and that can stimulate the housing market, which can create jobs in the longer run. So there are positives about lower inflation. Also, the Reserve Bank talks a lot about of lowering the inflation target to 3%. Which will be very beneficial in the long run for the whole economy, because then interest rates overall can be lower by more or less 150 basis points on average in the long run.
Ooh,
that's beneficial for everyone.
Definitely beneficial for everyone. Property owners will be doing a dance to that one, no doubt. We'll leave it there for tonight, Nicholas, but thank you so much for your time. It's been fantastic speaking to you tonight.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Nicholas van der Vaart joining us this evening, senior economist at the Bureau for Economic Research.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.